Hundreds of high school students here in New York walked out of their classes yesterday, this to protest the president's travel ban. And if there's anything yesterday's walkout showed us, it's that high schoolers believe in their right to free speech. And here to talk about it and with some polling data is WNYC Shumita Basu. Shumita, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So tell us what happened yesterday.
So at right about noon, around the same time that Betsy DeVos was confirmed as education secretary, students across the city walked out of their schools and they gathered in Foley Square down by City Hall. And from there, they marched about a block over to the building that houses U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services.
So the rally was mostly aimed at the travel ban.
Yes, it was. But students were holding signs and leading chants that addressed a whole host of things. You know, DeVos's confirmation.
Lots of issues.
There is a lot to protest these days. Black Lives Matter was one of their issues. Dreamers and their rights. AM New York reports one popular chant was "Rise up, resist, repeat." But the main organizer of this walkout was a teen from the Bronx. She's 17-year-old Heb Jamal. She's Palestinian-American, and Jamal made a name for herself as an organizer and an activist ever since she was interviewed by the New York Times 2 years ago, so she was a sophomore in high school at that time, for a story about Islamophobia. And now she's a senior, and earlier this week, Jamal was interviewed by Vice. She said, and she was here talking about the impact of Trump's policies, quote, "We're going to be living in it longer than anyone else, so we wanted to do a walkout."
So I guess this was an early lesson in exercising the right to free speech.
Yes, it was, and a timely one. There's new data out from a Knight Foundation survey that's conducted every few years with high schoolers. And this time the survey found that 91% of high school students nationwide believe that individuals should be allowed to express unpopular opinions. And that's actually the highest support for the First Amendment since this survey started with high schoolers in 2004. But that's kind of at odds with other data in the survey. So there's high support for free speech, but as soon as those opinions are characterized as offensive, support for expressing that publicly or even on social media totally plummets. So still, social media and individual accounts are the top source of news and information for high schoolers. More than half of them said that they trust online photos, videos, and posts from social media as much or more than traditional news sources.
Okay, Shumita Basu, thanks so much.
Thanks, Richard.